Thank you. I'll now recognize Mr. Bankston for 5 minutes.
Good morning, Chairman Nadler, Ranking Member Franks, Chairman Conyers, and the members of the committee. Thank you for inviting me to testify today on behalf of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit member-supported public interest organization dedicated to protecting privacy and free speech in the digital age. I'm here today because EFF represents AT&T customers in a lawsuit against that company for cooperating with the National Security Agency's warrantless electronic surveillance program by disclosing the contents of tens of millions of American phone calls and emails, literally billions of domestic communications, to the NSA. EFF is also co-coordinating counsel for 38 other NSA-related lawsuits consolidated in the Northern District of California. EFF filed its complaint against AT&T 2 years ago this Thursday. Yet our case, like all the others, has barely moved out of the starting gate. We are still litigating over whether or not these cases can proceed at all, and the reason for that is the state secrets privilege. The administration has asserted an astonishingly broad claim that the courts cannot hear any case about the NSA's warrantless wiretapping, and that such cases must be dismissed at the outset. Indeed, the administration goes so far as to argue that, even if the court were to find in our case that the constitutional and statutory privacy rights of tens of millions of Americans were violated, as we allege, the court cannot be permitted to so rule because doing so would confirm our allegations. Frankly, Mr. Chairman, to call such logic Kafkaesque would be an understatement. The breadth of the administration's state secrets claim is particularly astonishing, considering that it is simply not a secret that AT&T and other telephone carriers helped the NSA. Rather, there have been extensive public discussions, often at the behest of the administration, ranging from the testimony of the previous Attorney General to the Director of National Intelligence's interview with the El Paso Times to the administration's own deliberate leaks to newspapers confirming this fact. Indeed, as one court recently said, much of what is known about the terrorist surveillance program was spoon-fed to the public by the President and this administration. The administration apparently believes that the disclosures it makes about the program to politically defend its actions or to urge this Congress to pass an immunity for the telephone companies will not harm the national security, but that allowing the judicial branch to examine the legality of its conduct and that of the carriers somehow will. But the administration should not be allowed to share or withhold information for its own political advantage or to avoid accountability. Rather, as Chief Judge Vaughn Walker ruled last summer when rejecting the administration's motion to dismiss the AT&T case, if the government's public disclosures have been truthful, revealing whether AT&T assisted in monitoring communication content should not reveal any new information that would assist a terrorist and adversely affect national security. And if the government has not been truthful, the state secrets privilege should not serve as a shield for its false public statements. EFF believes that Congress can and should reform the common law state secrets privilege to ensure that it cannot be used to shield wrongdoing. Such reform legislation should provide fair and secure procedures by which the court is empowered to privately examine purportedly secret evidence and evaluate the government's claims of state secrets. And EFF agrees with the ABA that any reform legislation should allow the courts to make every effort to avoid dismissing a civil action based on the privilege. EFF also believes that for certain cases where fundamental rights are at issue, Congress should ensure that a decision on the merits may be reached even if critical evidence is privileged, based on the court's in-camera and ex parte evaluation of that evidence. Indeed, as described at length in my written statement, we believe Congress has already done so for cases concerning the legality of electronic surveillance as a part of FISA at 50 U.S.C. 1806F, though the government disagrees and the court has yet to address this issue. Thus, Mr. Chairman, in addition to considering broader state secrets reform, EFF urges Congress to move immediately to clarify that FISA's existing security procedures, which have been used for 30 years without any harm to national security, apply in cases like EFF's suit against AT&T. We respectfully submit that such a clarification of FISA's procedures and not retroactive immunity is the appropriate response to claims by telephone carriers that they were acting in good faith but are prevented from defending themselves because of the government's invocation of the privilege. To conclude, Mr. Chairman, thank you for shining a spotlight today on the administration's efforts to prevent the judiciary from enforcing Congress's laws using the shield of the state secrets privilege. EFF looks forward to working with this committee to help achieve sensible state secrets reform and to rebuff an executive that insists that some branches of government are more equal than others. I look forward to your questions.